Hi, Bill. Mr. G calling from WHUS here in Connecticut. So, we spoke last year, and in that time, just kind of curious how personally you've been, and how's Little Feet Thang been going on?
Well, I'm doing fine. I've been working with Little Feet. We did 112 shows last year. And in the midst of that, I also worked with Jimmy Buffett and played a ton of shows with him.
Wow. How many did you play with him?
I'm not sure. 10 or 15.
Jeez. Now, did you play when Jake Shimabukuro was with him?
I've been up there with Jake. Well, I'm not sure. I think we were in Chicago last year when Jake was with us.
Okay, yeah. Jake's a cool cat.
Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah, he can. Man, four strings on that ukulele. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can. I mean, he's incredible. He and I got together. He was asking me how to, with regard to blues and that sort of thing, how he might expand what he's doing. I was looking at the kid like, what do you need me for?
Yeah, expand? Where are you going?
Yeah, what do you mean? So anyway, he's a very bright and wonderful musician. And I've been to Hawaii. I've been going to Hawaii since I was like 13 years old, I guess. And I'm 50. I'll be 58 next week. So I've been there for a while. That's where Jake is from, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a chance to speak with Jake a little less than a year ago, I guess it is now. And he was just a real sweet guy, and he was so pleased to be going out with Jimmy Buffett and learning the ropes from one of the best. You know,
right. Just
real sincere about everything.
Yeah, well, Jimmy's a very giving person, and he gives people good opportunities, you know what I mean? Sonny Landis is another musician that frequents Buffett's stage, which is great. So Sonny's a dear friend. And then his band, I mean, my God. Because I like to think I play with one of the best groups on the planet.
Yeah, I'd like to think that, too.
And, but when I'm up there with Peter Mayer and Tim Mayer, his brother on bass, and Peter Goose and Ralph McDonald on percussion, and, he's an awfully good player, too. So I'm blessed to play with two wonderful bands.
Yeah, you certainly are, and in my opinion, it's a band that's going to stand the test of time and be a favorite for people for many years to come. And are there any new artists that personally you'd like to play with, or even see Little Feet kind of play with down the road? Any up and comers that you're watching?
Well, Fred Tackett's a little more dialed into the newer stuff than I am.
Mm-hmm.
There's some bands down in the Arkansas area that he's aware of, and I'm not privy to who they are, but we play down in Eureka Springs. We're going to be down there, I think, the 13th through the 15th of September this coming year. People should double-check our website for the exact date. But we had some bands work for us last year. In fact, there's Vince Herman, Leftover Sandwich, came down and joined us.
Now, you produced one of the albums, is that true, or you collaborated?
Yeah, I produced the last album they put out, and they put out not too long after that. That was a shame, but...
Yeah, it was.
I guess Noam went off, the banjo player went off to play with John Cowan, I believe. Things happen with bands. That's a science in itself.
Yet new avenues tend to somehow open up.
Yeah, I think also Noam was looking to play a little more traditional style. So I thought, well, you should be able to play a traditional style within the context of what you're doing and then take off and do the more radical stuff. But, it's hard to keep in the center together in the other groups. We've done it a little deep with about a 6-7 year hiatus. We've been around for, 36, 38 years?
Yeah. You've managed to stand it already.
Yeah.
It's
not easy, but we keep creating new challenges for yourself. And we've got a project with Jimmy Buffett that's coming out, I hope, this year.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of guest artists and a lot of songs that are written by Little Feet, some that aren't, some that the Little Feet tunes are done in a different way. And we cut it down in the West about 2 years ago. So we're hoping to see the light of day on that this year. Jimmy and people are getting all the releases from everybody.
Oh, so that's an important step.
You have to keep the lawyers busy.
Yeah, keep them busy and happy, and fed, and their family fed, and their car fed. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my inside voice. I'm sorry. Hey, the New Orleans Habitat Musicians Village. I got to say, I'm impressed with the digit that I'm seeing here of $20,000 raised.
Yeah, it was a year-long project, and you know, we have a small but mighty crowd out there that support our band, and they're very, very generous people. And New Orleans, I don't have to tell you, is in deep trouble.
Right.
Still. So I'm not sure what's going to happen there, but we can't, give up hope on it or lose our focus on what's important down there.
Yeah, you know, the backs were already turned to them originally, so now we need to, you know, the media's not really giving them a lot of coverage any longer, and it's still a very terrible scene down there.
Yeah, well, maybe with Jazz Fest, things will, you know, people will refocus a little bit, and we'll see, but, you know, it's this is going to take time.
Yep, absolutely. And kudos to the folks that are down there trying to make it happen.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, a $20,000 donation is a nice way to go, and it's a good way to help out. So I'm impressed that you folks, you and your crew, and now this was like the brainchild of one of your crew members, right?
Yeah, Rocky.
Rocky, yeah.
Yeah, Rocky worked with the Neville Brothers for a number of years. He's, in fact, last week we were playing a couple of private parties. He was at one of them up in San Francisco, and the next one, D.C., he was working with Dr. John.
Mm.
So, we have some flexibility in the way we work, where our guys can go off and occasionally do other things. And the Rocky has created a MySpace for us on out on the internet. So, and he does a lot of filming of things, but he's a very active person.
Cool. I'll have to check out your MySpace there.
Yeah.
And now you had mentioned your website earlier. Is that just littlefeet.com?
Yeah, littlefeet.com or littlefeet.net, either one.
Either one. And then you have a personal website as well, correct?
Yes, it's BillPayneMusic.com.
Yeah, that's a nice site. I like the golden background there.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it looks nice. The Susan golden background. Hey, last year we spoke briefly about about your surroundings and your love of photography and your album.
Yeah, Cielo Norte.
Cielo Norte. Uh-huh. And so any interesting new ventures as far as the different side of art for you?
Well, I'm continuing on the photography side. I was contemplating putting a book together. I'm not quite sure where that is right now, but I'm going to be talking to a couple of people about that. And that book, when and if it comes out, will have music with it.
Oh, beautiful idea.
So I think that's a good thing to try and plan on and work on. So I'm focusing on that. Little Pete's getting ready to head out on the road, as you know, and we're also going to be in Europe in about 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, I'm looking at your tour dates ahead, and pack your bags, my friend.
I know.
You're going.
Yeah, well, we've been going, so it's
it's nothing new.
It's nothing new, but it's always nice to get home, and when you get out there to play, it's especially with these guys. And Sean will be joining us shortly. She's been out working with Bob Seger.
Oh, really?
She's been out on that tour. When we were in Jamaica earlier this year.
Yeah, and you're on the boat, on the cruise?
No, we got out to the grill in Jamaica.
Okay.
At Grand Lido. We have a little place up there. And, Craig Fuller rejoined us, I should say. And then we had Hubert Sumlin come down and play.
Nice.
Blues with us. And then I think Vince Herman was there with us as well. So it was a real good deal. We've had Sam Bush there in the last couple of years.
Jeepers.
Coco Montoya. It's a good group of people.
Coco was just up here nearby doing two shows last night.
Wonderful. He's a good dear friend of the band and a wonderful human being.
Yep. Agreed. Well, folks around here can catch you March 18th right here at the Wolf Den at the Mohegan Sun.
Right on. We like playing there.
Yeah, man. So hopefully that's where I'm going to catch you.
Okay, I hope so, too.
And if I do, I'll try to get back there and say a quick hello. And
that would be nice.
Yeah.
I hope you can.
That would be nice. I'm going to see who can do what for me. But do you have any pre-concert rituals or superstitions? You know, baseball players do all kinds of crazy things. I'm just curious. Musicians are pretty weird creatures, too.
You've noticed.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, I don't personally have any rituals I go through, although years ago when we were with Warner Brothers, there was a photographer that was coming out, and I told her I wanted to get some candid shots. I said, look, I can tell you where to find the animals at the watering hole. In other words, at that time, Kenny and Sam would do a certain thing with when they would get up there. I don't think they do that anymore, but they used to. So I caught a couple of those sort of, here's where somebody will be at this time, just be there and wait for them. They'll eventually show up, and she's able to get some really good shots from that.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you just took advantage of other people's superstitions and things? And their
their habits. I guess I don't know if they're superstitious.
Their rituals, yeah.
Their rituals.
Hey.
But there's no crazy stuff with this band that I'm aware of.
You don't eat chicken every time before you go on stage or anything. You don't sacrifice a chicken or anything either, right? Uh-oh.
We sacrifice the Dixie chicken each night.
Yes, you do. To the
we
gods.
Carve it up each night.
To the gods of rock and roll, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, You worked with Greg Allman, right, on Playing Up a Storm?
I did. I worked with Greg a couple times. I think it was a record, like you mentioned, and then we there was a blues event we played with John Lee Hooker. While he was, alive, we had a concert to commemorate him. He was there, and so was Willie Dixon and Johnny Winter and Joe Cocker.
Oh, my.
And then Greg, so that was a good evening.
That's quite the evening of good times. Yeah. Yeah, I was fortunate to see John Lee Hooker at Toad's place before he passed.
Oh, right on.
On the Healer tour.
That was
one of my faves for sure. I really enjoyed his music immensely.
Absolutely. Guys like him and Hubert Sumlin and Victor Borge when he was alive. I mean, these guys are performers, and not necessarily, Victor's not a blues player, obviously.
Yeah.
But I like the people that are a little older. Stravinsky was one of them that did what he did forever, and got to take heart. Now I can look at Mick Jagger.
I can't.
These guys are still out there doing it. Actually, a friend of mine was up here last night. We were talking about Chuck Lavelle, who.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's a great. He says, "Would you ever work with Chuck?" I said, "Yeah, I worked with Chuck on a Johnny Holiday record. Johnny's the equivalent of the Beatles in France. This is quite a few years ago, but Chuck runs a tree farm down in Georgia.
Yeah, he's in Macon. Yeah, he's right there in Macon.
Yeah, when he's not out with the Stones, he's doing versions of Sea Level or his own solo stuff.
Yeah.
But he's quite a guy, and there's a handful of us. John Cleary, who works for Bonnie Raitt, is a wonderful keyboard player.
Well, I know John Cleary, yep.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Now, did you ever meet, when hanging around with Chuck Lavelle, did you ever meet Skibo Knight, drummer?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he's a real cool cat, too.
Cool, excellent.
Yeah, he's good friends with Chuck. Yeah. Well, I got to thank you for your time.
A pleasure. Thank you.
And as always, we're going to keep our ears tuned to what Little Feet is up to. And I'm looking forward to anything solo that you come out with and or that book.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll.
That'll be fun. When you have some ideas about or when the new release comes out with Jimmy Buffett, we can certainly talk then as well to keep people aware of what's up with you. And in the meantime, they should head over to littlefeet.com or littlefeet.net, and they'll be all set.
That's a good idea, thanks.
And maybe we'll see all these folks on the 18th at the Wolf Den.
Well, it's a good place to hear the band. It's a great place to hang out before and after.
Right on.
Great, great food. There's, for those that like to throw their money away or win it, either one.
Yeah.
Go in there with positive thoughts. Do your best.
Well, either way, if you go in there and you lose all your money, at least you can go see Little Feet.
Yeah, we'll console you. Don't worry. Cause Kenny Grady will brag about how much he's won.
Yeah, of course. Whether he did or not.
Whether he did or not.
So there you go. Hey, you take care, and I hope to see you on the 18th.
All right.
And travel safely.
Thank you very much. Take
care. You're welcome. Bye now.